fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslivism.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by Crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And I will promise you this. We will start winning again. We will win at every single level.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chain. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive, and please be generous with your contribution to Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 per month. It's so easy. That will really help us keep us the truth alive and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. So get a Patreon account today. Right here on freedomslips.com, and give generously. Thank you so much. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world, and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. If you're listening to my show now for the first time, I want you to listen up. This is the Master Survivor, And I want to emphasize that my show is here for my patients of the Master Survivor Program and my students of the Master Survivor University. This show is specifically to provide the tools to help my patients and students survive. I rarely, if ever, do advertising or marketing of my programs or my laboratory services. I don't care how many listeners I have. I don't monetize my show. The new podcast format that I set up is to make it easier for some patients to access and listen to my show because all they have is a phone. My patients are everything to me. Achieving their well-being is what gets me up each morning. I hope I'm coming through. Okay, so I was just told that I am coming through, so hopefully you can see me. Like I said, my patients are everything to me, and achieving their well-being is what gets me up every morning, and that's what I live for. The information on my show, as well as many of my therapies, is not found anywhere in the mainstream. And yes, I may read some other researcher's report on my show. I always try to give them credit because I want my students and my patients to have the exact factual information. Some of these researchers are my patients, or I support them not only in coin, but we often help each other. Most importantly, we agree on one thing, and that is to get the truth out there because I believe it will be easier to assist my patients be a master survivor if they're getting the truth. If you don't believe what I say on my show, no problem. Move on, and there's other broadcasters you can listen to and other shows. There are many to choose from. Ultimately, I'm a lab guy. I deal with facts, data, and statistics. You, my patients, and you, my students, I'm talking to you right now because you know that becoming a master survivor is a process. It is the road less traveled. It is your solution to make it through any peril, disease, or constraint that come out and, you know, that's out in our world, you know, that's pulling us down. And this is to help you get on the other side healthy and in one piece. We are all working together to make our lives, our families, and our world a better place. Thank you all for your kind words and support and the emails that you've given me and the donations. I appreciate that. We are winning this war, and we are at war, and more progress has been made. Just this past week, the International Common Law Court that forced Pope Benedict from office in 2013 has struck a major blow against the COVID corporatocracy by convicting top officials of Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, China, and the Vatican of crimes against humanity. Now, you will not hear about this on the mainstream media, but nevertheless, it's true. Links to the court proceedings have twice disappeared from the internet. The court's verdict sentences 75 individuals to life imprisonment, seizes their assets, and is disestablishing their corporations and lawfully prohibit the further manufacture of sale or use of their COVID vaccines as products of medical genocide and mass murder. After a four-month trial convened under international law, the judges of the International Common Law Court of Justice, the ICLCJ, issued their historic verdict and sentence along with arrest and expropriation warrants against the defendants. The convicted individuals include Albert Bourla and Emma Malazli. These are CEOs of the Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline Pharmaceuticals, Xi Jinping, President of China, Pope Francis, and Jorge Bergoglio, Queen Elizabeth, you know, the Windsor, and Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. According to the Public Affairs Office of the court, this case involves a monstrous intergenerational crime, and it's equally massive cover-up. The highest officials of church, state, and corporations have for years personally sanctioned and profited by the systematic torture, trafficking, and murder of children in deadly drug testing experiments and produce the COVID vaccine as part of a criminal conspiracy to reduce humanity to slavery. That conspiracy murders the innocent and traffics in arms, drugs, children, and human organs, and silences or destroy those who threaten to expose them. Our court was put a legal end to this conspiracy by criminalizing the persons and corporations responsible and prohibiting the further sale and use of the COVID vaccine, which are the product of medical genocide and mass murder of children. The deep state is doing everything they can to sweep all of this under the rug for it not to ever see the light of day. Keep everybody in the darkness. That's what they do so well with their echo, chamber media. Like I said, posting of this has disappeared twice on the internet, and right now, Reinhard Fovich is going ahead with his team of over 150 lawyers and over 2,000 doctors and medical experts in their Nuremberg trials in The Hague that's going on right now. That's the other court. The Nuremberg, the Hague, we will all see these results real soon. And some big pharma is going down, folks. And this time next year, the mainstream medical system will not be around. Mark my words, people will be turning to the Master Survivor Program for their health needs. I would also like to report from an article from Benjamin Fulford, who claims that the Khazarian Mafia, the deep state, has suffered a massive defeat as they lose their homeland. After a year of reeling under the fake COVID-19 pandemic attack, the good guys are on the offensive around the world against the Khazarian Mafia. This is happening in Europe, the United States, Japan, China, and elsewhere. The results are reflected in such things as the rebirth of the Soviet Union, the collapse of Hollywood, the liberation of Japan, and so many other indicators. It all goes according to plan. This all goes according to plan. Humanity will be liberated this year, 2022. We're winning, folks. Let us start with the rebirth of the Soviet Union. This is seen when the Khazarian Mafia suffered a stunning defeat last week as they lost their ancestral homeland of Kazakhstan. Multiple sources agree. The country was attacked by 20,000 very well-trained, organized, and centrally commanded gangsters and terrorists, many of whom were speaking non-Kazakh languages. So they were from out of, just like they ship all these Antifa all over the place to riot in other cities. They're not from there. And these 20,000 were shipped in there to take over Kazakhstan from the present regime. But according to President Kasym Jomart Toghdiev, this caused a collective security, treaty organization consisting of Russia, Armenia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, to send troops from all their countries that surround Kazakhstan to help Kazakhstan be free from these criminal mobs that are trying to take over the government, the legitimate government. Looking at the map of the region, you can see that these are all former Soviet bloc nations surrounding Kazakhstan. As a result of this effort, the de facto restoration of a large chunk of the Soviet Union has been put back in place. They are able to quell the terrorists into defeat and liberate the country of Kazakhstan. More importantly, the failure of the terrorist attack means that the fake Biden administration in the United States is now doomed. One close Biden associate, an ex-intelligence chief of Kazakhstan, Karim Marzhanov, was arrested while another ex-president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, had all his assets frozen. This freezing of assets will cut off the lifeline of drugs, arms, and human trafficking money essential to the survival of the fake Biden administration. The Khazarian Mafia, realizing they were about to lose their money laundering base in Ukraine, tried and failed to take over their ancestral homeland of Kazakhstan, all made clear by Russian FSB, the modern-day KGB, and MI6 sources. This means the last country the Khazarian Mafia now control is only Israel, the last country in the world. Israel is going to have to beat the living daylights out of the Khazarian Mafia, and it will come down to the Jewish people to say, I am sorry, we can't host you anymore. We're not going to take it. The Khazarian Mafia are not Jewish. They are fake Jews. They're hiding behind a pretense. They kill right, left, and center, and they steal everything, and they defraud everything, you know, said one Jewish MI6 source. Here's an example of the sort of human trafficking and sacrifices to Moloch these non-Jewish Khazarian gangsters are into on January 9th, 2022 at 12 point, you know, 10 after 12 on January 9th, that's 1-9-2022 in New York City. In the Bronx, a fire broke out just before 11 a.m. on the 33rd East 81st Street 19-story building. At least 19 people are dead, including 9 children. 9-9-9-1-1, you know, the numerology of 1-9 dead and not 1-9, you know, story building, the 19-story building on the date of 1-9, etc., is a dead giveaway. That's part of their whole, you know, demonics of, you know, following the numerology and their sacrifice to Moloch, making it on a certain day at a certain time with all these numerology symbols. These are sick people. However, unlike the events of 9-11, their most recent fire sacrifice will not save them because too many of us are now aware of their evil ways. People are waking up to the evil machine and their perpetrators in our country and throughout recent history. These changes are possible thanks to the defeat of the Nazi Fourth Reich under the rule of Führer George Bush Sr. that arose after 9-11, according to MI6 and CIA sources. Ben further goes on to say that the execution of the entire Bush clan and the resignation of Angela Hitler Merkel are visible signs of this defeat. For those of you that are new, you know, to all this, you know, hidden history and, you know, just know that Hitler is one of the founding fathers of Israel. His job was to terrorize Jews into leaving their European homeland and fleeing to Israel to be Khazarian Mafia slaves. In any case, while Russia and NATO pretended to be enemies, they were actually allies against the Fourth Reich. Now, in victory, they have reached a secret deal that will restore de facto Russian control over much of Eastern Europe. According to MI6 sources, the deal reflects the results of World War I that Norway and Finland, country Russia never conquered, will be allowed to join NATO while other Eastern European countries will be, you know, will have to seek Russian protection, the sources say. So, you know, enter the new Soviet Union. As for the Khazarian Mafia, Russian Parliamentary Speaker Vyacheslav Volodin said that those who abuse children will be sent to work in Siberian mines, adding that rapists cannot be called human, he said. These criminals should undergo the hardest of labor. Ben thinks that the West should set up similar prison colonies in northern Canada, and I agree because, as an MI6 source notes, every prime minister we select will later find out he had, you know, we later found out he had sex with a 2-year-old. These people are sick, folks, and they've been ruling our world and making us slaves for thousands of years. For example, the recently knighted Tony Blair was a well-known pedophile, according to MI6 Insider. Fully elaborated, he said that he will be arrested very soon and taken to Gitmo. He's currently hiding out. The White Hats and MI6 are working with the Alliance. They despise satanic pedophilia, saying that we can't wait to see him tried and found guilty for crimes against humanity, as well as children trafficking, torture, and worse. He will be sentenced accordingly. It's also rumored that Blair and George W. Bush were lovers. And for a while, you could see their pictures together all over and smiley, you know, on the internet, you know, during the Iraq War. And then after, those chummy photos of their closeness have been scrubbed. You can't find them anywhere. But all during shock and all, you know, the Desert Storm and all that, you could see George Bush and chumming around with Tony Blair. In the most recent example, MI6 was looking to see if opposition Labor Party Sir Keir Starmer might be a suitable candidate for Prime Minister. Unfortunately, it turns out that his former Crown Prosecution Service leader was instrumental in covering up the high-profile pedophile Jimmy Savile case. Starmer is actually under arrest and being seriously interrogated, probably under interrogation and in incarceration right now. He will have to choice, you know, to either change sides using the Truth and Reconciliation Act and possibly becoming the next prime minister working with the Alliance, you know, with that old ankle bracelet, or his other option is he will be executed. You know, that's his choice. For the sheeple, he will look like he died from COVID if he's executed. This is just one of the series of high-profile arrests of Western Khazarian mafia leaders that were seen last week. These arrests were presented to the media as people self-isolating due to the COVID-19. Oh, yeah. Among those self-isolating, let me just tell you how they do that. I've got a little guide here. If they are declared self-quarantine, that means that they're being guarded by federal agents and an ankle bracelet has been, mounted or they're detained from being, you know, questioned by authorities. Either way, if they claim self-quarantine, that means they got an ankle bracelet and they're under, you know, federal agent protection while they're getting questioned. If they say they tested negative for the COVID, that means no deal, arrested, and they're going to Gitmo or Terra de Fuego or Diego Garcia for military tribunal. If they're not convicted, their legacy and reputation will be destroyed. If they say they tested positive and the media out there say, oh, they tested positive, they got the COVID, that means they confess and they're taking the deal. Their execution will be privately done. Execution will be portrayed as a suicide or an accidental death, and their legacy and reputation will be preserved. So that's the code, okay? That's how they do this. So those who are self-isolating, the most recent ones, one of them is the fake U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Oh, he's self-isolating. Ooh. You know, well, the entire Swedish royal family, you know. So, you know, if they're self-quarantined, that means they're being guarded by federal agents. They got an ankle bracelet and they're being questioned. So all these, like, you know, the Secretary Lloyd Austin, the entire Swedish royal family, the Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehmer, U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and so many others, well, you know, they probably did the smart thing and chose the deal, the Truth and Reconciliation Act, so they'll live just a little bit longer. And there's also a big cleanup finally taking place in Australia. In the past week, Australia's Governor General David Hurley, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, and South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall were all self-isolating. So you know what that means. They got the ankle bracelet and they're cooperating. They're singing like canaries. Oh, they're singing a pretty song. Australian intelligence agency sources say they are being interrogated. The arrest of the treasonous Canadian Prime Minister Justin Castro, you know, Justin Trudeau Castro, just a few slain Canadian politicians will also be taking place soon, and the Canadian, you know, intelligence services is cooperating in making that happen. The arrest in Canada will take place after the U.S. and Canadian military finish their own house cleaning. The self-isolating of the fake defense secretary was a sign this progress is well underway. We notice it's all following by the press release by the U.S. Minister of Defense saying that 25% of the staff at the fake Pentagon will be allowed to go home. You know, only 25% is working there. So the Pentagon basically, you know, is only one quarter strong. I mean, it's barely in operation. The press release also says that the fake Pentagon will remain closed to the public for tours. Because nobody's there, folks. We can assume it's being closed for an extreme house cleaning. My Pentagon source says the Department of Homeland Security works with a series of civilian support organizations that are directly tied to the organized crime. On a planetary scale, badges and high-level security clearances have been handed out to criminal elites around the world when the military commanders refuse to run drugs from Afghanistan or traffic children for sex. It's how the Khazari Mafia works. They take over, they get the badges and the uniforms, and they put their thugs in the uniforms and badges, so, you know, all of a sudden, they're instantly, you know, military commanders or ministers or FBI or whatever. You know, it's like Rent-A-Cop. That's exactly what they do. The U.S. military probably calls the Pentagon a reservation because it's now just a historical building occupied by a token staff. Probably the cleaning committee is probably the biggest part of the Pentagon right now. It's less than 25% or even there. Certainly the U.S. military in Japan no longer takes their orders from Washington, D.C., according to sources in the U.S. military bases in Japan. The U.S. military there now supports the newly independent country of Japan along with its allies like Taiwan and Korea. Japan's independence has been demonstrated by the fact that this country no longer vaccinates its people for the COVID. Japan called off all the shots. No COVID passport in Japan. And no longer goes along with the whole fake pandemic. They tell it like it is. If anybody knows about health, it's the Japanese. And they're no longer given the jab, folks. We also noticed the Khazari Mafia tried to make it appear that Hollywood elites like Steven Spielberg and Lady Gaga and Will Smith were still with us by releasing movies in their names. Well, they're not, folks. Let me tell you, they're either self-isolating or they're under trial. We can assume that all this was CGI. Regardless, these movies all flopped, and now the Golden Globes Award, possibly even the Academy Awards show, will be canceled too. All the big stars have been arrested. Hollywood is empty. The Khazari Mafia no longer controls the movie business. Overall, this big house cleaning has been made possible by a high-level cutoff of funding for the Khazari Mafia that took place when their illegal financial system server in Antarctica was taken over by the White Hats. And as a result of this, the Federal Reserve Board last week disclosed that J.P. Morgan, Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup were among a group of banks that received $4.5 trillion in cumulative loans in the last quarter of 2019 for reasons yet to be credibly explained. Oh, yeah, they got all this money for some reason, but nobody really seems to know. But this money was all part of the Rockefeller Chinese move to prop up the fake Biden administration. Well, that money's about, you know, that money's about run out. And it's been cut off. and the Chinese Communist Party is also in trouble. This is because China's real estate sector, which accounts for close to 80% of the Chinese finance, is imploding. It's being seen in stories like crisis hit Evergrande, ordered to demolish 39 buildings in 10 days amid share suspension. Well, these 39 buildings, these are high-rise, huge buildings, folks. This is not just 10 stories. These are 40 and 50-story buildings. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Now the Shimao Group, once considered one of the healthiest real estate developers, has gone default, a worrying sign that this highly indebted industry is even going further south. The case of the Shimao is more concerning, however, because the company met all the requirements, the guidelines issued by the government, which place limits on its debt about the company's cash flows, resources, and capital levels. Well, that was last year, but they're not meeting those requirement guidelines anymore. The fact that the Chinese government's unable to do anything about it makes it clear that the entire Chinese financial system, and with it, the government, will have no choice but to reboot. It's like the Phoenix bird has to rise from the ashes, and they got to do something. It's happening everywhere. We're getting more and more signs that the fake operation, Blue Beam, you know, this fake alien invasion that they're about to start and about to have, well, their Operation Blue Beam, they can't do that anymore. They can do these little operations like weather warfare and all these other things, but a major, big, global thing, they just don't have the money or the power or the wherewithal to do that anymore because everything has been cut off. I personally think that if the secret government has spent all these years, countless gazillions of dollars preparing for it, you know, this operation, you know, alien invasion, that maybe we should go ahead and see all the invading ships like Independence Day, you know. I mean, maybe that might be a good thing. For those of us who are awake and aware, it would just be a great fireworks show. For the diehard Kool-Aid drinkers, maybe it will finally scare them to waking up. Whatever the case, something's going to come down in the weeks and days to come because the public has got to make, you know, a new start. And this past week, I also took some notes from an article that I read that was posted by Wayne Miller, and it's titled "The Ever-Increasing Signs of Freemasonry and Illuminati and Satanism." I thought it'd be a good reference point for us to see interesting developments of the Alliance, the Space Command, and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. Because we're getting rid of the Calcarian Mafia, we're getting rid of the Satanism, we're getting rid of the Freemasonry. So I wanted to bring a few more indicators that would give you an idea of just what's been around us. It's been everywhere. We can't avoid it, this slavery system they put us under. It's like we can't get away from them until now. Having just come through the Christmas season with the Hallmark and Lifetime, you know, Christmas movies, I watched a couple. You know, you see, you know, Mr. Smith Goes to Hollywood and some of those others, you know. Well, I watched a few of them just to see what was going on, and I was stunned to see the ever signs of Freemasonry, Illuminati, and Satanism. I mean, were they embedded in those movies? I'm like, wait a minute. No. You know, that's not what what's his name did back in 1949, you know, when that movie was made, you know. But then, of course, when you really think about the technology they have, they can put and splice things in old movies and make it look like it happened, but I couldn't believe it. You know, it's actually like they had changed some of the old movies to have more satanic, Illuminati, and Freemasonry signals in the movies. So I researched the aforementioned signs for decades. You know, I know what they are because I've seen, you know, some famous people and how they do things. And I did a deep dive into Freemasonry because my grandfather, he was a 32nd degree Mason. I remember him not wanting to go further. He said, nah, you know, I'm already past retirement. You know, I don't need to go further. 32, but he, you know, he built dams, he built bridges, he built, you know, he laid pipeline. So he was in it for the skills, for the guild to learn those construction skills. But back in, you know, 1890 and 1900 and 1910, you know, he learned all those skills to do all that work that he did. And so, you know, but I remember him saying as a kid, I remember him saying, you know, I don't need to go past 32. I don't need 33. I remember him saying that. From my research, I understand a bit more about the initiation ceremony of each of the degrees of the Scottish Rite. I never really pursued my research much into the York Rite, but it's similar. I was raised in a family and we were told not to talk about Freemasonry. We're just told that, you know, don't say much about it, you know. Yeah, you know, Grandpa was a Freemason, but don't say much about it. Well, my dad never belonged to any secret organizations, but he knew many of the others who became Freemasons. In my gut, I was always diametrically opposed to secret societies. You know, the word secret just bothered me. So I never did speak to my father about joining, you know, or, you know, ever like that again. But it's funny, back when I was younger, I wondered what the Boy Scouts were really all about because it seemed like on the outside, a good thing to learn about these skill sets and knowledge. And, of course, I was a scout. I did all the scouting. And, you know, interestingly enough, the membership drive has been ramped up in both the scouts and the masonry. Their ranks are shrinking nowadays, and now they recruit on Facebook. Before, it was just hush, hush, hush. You wouldn't talk about it, and nobody, you know, the scouts didn't, you know, so it's like, I'm just wondering, you know, and then there's other social media signs, not just on Facebook, and I guess things aren't going so well with them in these days because their membership is shrinking. I almost hate to admit it, but I like the Hallmark Channel. I mean, some people say it's a little corny, but I mean, I'm kind of old-fashioned, and particularly their Christmas movies. So I liked all those old movies, and I think that's, you know, it's a good family, wholesome entertainment. And many of my friends call them chick flicks, but, you know, it gives me a reprieve for a short time to remember the world, you know, that once was, and remember the world we could once, you know, again live in. So, hey, I like the chick flicks if they're well done. You know, like some people say The Wizard of Oz was a chick flick, but I like The Wizard of Oz. I think it was great. Now, if you're not a viewer of the Hallmark Channel and decide to watch, it's imperative that you mentally divest yourself in at least 40 IQ points and mentally place them outside your consciousness because they've been doctored. That being said, allow me to speak of the satanic signs mentioned that I mentioned before. So several years ago, nearly all, if not all, Hallmark movies displayed a Masonic handshake. When the two people shook hands, the camera would zoom in to show their hands. If you knew what to look for, you would recognize the Masonic handshake. After several seasons of the handshakes, the Masonic signs would be displayed even more, and at least once in the film by one of the actors. And it might be a 666 sign, or possibly the devil's horn sign. Like, you know, like I live in Texas, and so the Texas Longhorns, when they go to a football game, they just have their thumb and little finger up and, you know, Longhorns, Longhorns. But that's the devil's sign, too. You know, if you're Lady Gaga or you know, one of those, you know, people like Bill Gates, they may hold up their little finger and thumb, you know, just to show, hey, you know, I'm here and I'm still in the club. But now these satanic symbols are appearing in these old Hallmark movies. I don't think they were always there. I think they're doctoring those old movies up. So when you see these when you see these signs, you know, for instance, was the actor signing or was his approval, you know, given the okay sign? You know, if not, was it safe to assume that the 666 sign was being given? You know, this past Christmas season, the signs were elevated to a new level completely. This season, I watched the movies as one character spoke. Within a couple of sentences, they would flash a couple of signs, i.e. the 666 sign or, you know, and the devil's horn sign. Also, there were movies where all the main characters would flash signs showing their allegiance to the devil. And this is not what you would normally expect a movie shot in Christmas time. You know, the time we celebrate Jesus' birth. That's, you know, what it's all about, you know, and St. Nicholas. Can't forget about St. Nicholas. So both Jesus and St. Nicholas are important figures in our history. But even though, you know, the real birth of Jesus wasn't really in December. It was like, you know, the second week of January. But anyway, that's beside the point. But this year, we see the pyramid sign, the devil's triangle, shown in these movies. And to take things further, nearly every TV show uses the same signs. I couldn't believe it. So when I read this article by Wayne Miller, and, you know, I said, yeah, I remember seeing that. You know, I don't think you know, those were in the original movies, but it's in there now. So somebody doctored them up and put those signs in there. So Miller was smart because he always, you know, DVR'd the movies, you know, to watch so he could fast forward through the commercials. Then he decided he would watch a few of the commercials to see if the signs were given in them as well. Well, Wayne, like myself, could find them everywhere. I wasn't at all surprised that three of the top mobile networks all had their main actors displaying the devil's horn sign. TV is made to identify with Satan. TV, think about it, TV, with all its subliminal messaging and also its use for indoctrination and telegraphing the punches of the deep state. They're desperate, folks. So, you know, they're losing Hollywood. They're losing all these things. So now they got to doctor up old movies. Even one deep stater paid off, what's his name, Bob Dylan. I think he paid Bob Dylan like $50 million, I think, to own the rights to all his songs and music and everything. So, you know, maybe he's going to be going in there and changing some of Bob Dylan's songs. I don't know. Some deep stater paid him off. Well, Bob Dylan just took the money and ran. All right? But now take this into consideration. I'm just trying to paint a picture here for, because, you know, we're in this war. We're in this fight. We're fighting Satan and getting him out of our world, out of our country, out of our, you know, front of our eyes. Why are the vast majority of all the good guys shown, after a very simple research, to be using this simple hand signs? They had to be doctored in the old movies. They had to be, because they weren't there in the original movies. I remember seeing the old Wizard of Oz years ago. Some of that stuff wasn't in there. Are all the pictures we see photoshopped? I have to say, I highly doubt that all of them are, but people can change and do things with today's technology. It's easily done. Let's hope that not all these good guys are meaningfully showing signs of past allegiance to the dark side. My feeling is that many of these old movies have been doctored up, period. Why at this time, when it appears that we're at this particular point in this war, this turning point, we've really won. We've won the war, but we got a few battles still raging, and what little they can do on their way out is all they can do, and that's what they're doing. So maybe they're doctoring up movies, maybe they're doing some, you know, false flag shooting, maybe, you know, like that one place that had a, you know, a bomb threat, and you know, anyway, that synagogue, you know, that's all they can do right now. It's just little stuff. But we're cleaning up. So we're told that things are about to happen and to bring this war to a close. We'll see things that really are ramping up. With a majority of the cabal leaders taken out, it would seem that these bottom levels of their organization would try to become less conspicuous. Or are these leftovers making one last-ditch effort and fight to the bitter end? Another way to look at it is the White Hat organization all fighting on the side of God, or has some bad guys been able to infiltrate and even occupy leadership positions? Or worse yet, is it possible that we have two organizations from the dark side vying to take control of the world? That scenario would call for extreme measures that we can't even fathom. It may take on starting up all these other theories, but I don't see it that way. You know, I see when they're saying that, you know, the White Hats, you know, are not really, you know, on our side, or, you know, President Trump's not really on our side. When you hear talk like that, all it is deep state people trying to drive a wedge down the middle of the Patriot movement. It's the same old divide and conquer routine. So don't go for it. You can see how they sneak it into the Patriot narrative wherever over the course of the last many years we've seen a lot of great things happen. And then they say this last year they've seen some things reverse much more quickly than they were brought to pass. We have also been told the White Hats are in control in the current administration. How much more damage must be done before the White Hats say enough is enough? We know that all these timelines, especially during a war, must be taken with a grain of salt. However, if you view the world from the perspective of the Q posts, which is another perspective altogether, it appears we are at a major turning point where we will soon ascend into a new age. A world of love and human kindness is just around the corner. Without question, the next couple of weeks will prove to be very telling time in the world and our history. With all the great things being said, there are still many questions that beg for answers. You can always tell the ones who are trying to divide us, you know, when they talk about things we can't verify and throw out nagging questions like, you know, why do you see chemtrails covering all the skies? Well, Dr. Johnny's been told that, you know, by his contacts in the military that now the chemtrails are healthy. And I will say I have read that in some way, shape, or form, the Galactic Federation of Worlds and the Galactic Forces, perhaps the Palladians, are also helping clean the air too. And the chemicals have been dropped, and those are just the healthy ones. I know on my lab test most recently, those chemtrail signatures of the strontium, cadmium, aluminum, and barium have been dropping. So, you know, naysayers or dividers, you know, you have to ask, you know, why is all this still going on? Well, it's a show, okay? So if you see the chemtrails, you know, just think, what if the White Hats took over, you know, the people doing the chemtrails, and they filled all those tanks with hydroxychloroquine? That's what I've been told. I'm seeing on my hair tissue mineral analysis reports that the barium, cadmium, strontium, and aluminum are all down on my latest reports. So I know when there's chemtrails and when there's not, or when someone lives in a place that's heavily chemtrailed, I can tell by the chemtrail signature in their hair tissue mineral analysis. I know. But, you know, our food is still being poisoned, and there's a long list of chemical ingredients that, you know, the industry uses to keep it from spoiling on the shelf and all that. And that's going to take time to get all that out, you know, to get the healthy food back. But, you know, some truthers, you know, they say have been taken out by the COVID. Well, I went over the menu of what that means. If they're self-isolating, you know that they've been captured and they're interrogated. And they've made a deal and they're wearing that little ankle bracelet. You know, if you tamper with an ankle bracelet, it will instantly shock you. Sometimes people get killed if they try to remove the ankle bracelet because it'll shock you to death. So they don't mess with the ankle bracelet. I've said many times that this is the greatest show on earth. The one thing I know for certain is it's a battle of evil versus good, and God wins. The timeline is what he determines it to be. The Creator is always more powerful than that he has created. I know with the spaceships we can view in our skies, you know, that's gonna happen real soon. We will have help, and they're here to help us win. The galactic forces have been responsible and on record for intercepting and deactivating nuclear bombs before they detonate. That's happened many times, several times in the past. And because of their intervention and stopping those nuclear, detonations, we avoided a nuclear war. That's the only time that they will step in and interfere with our affairs if a nuclear bomb is about to go off that will start a whole nuclear war. And then those Galactic Federation Palladians and the Astar Command, they may step in to stop that nuclear detonation, because that is more than just our Earth. It upsets many different realities when nuclear weapons are used and exploded. So just know that we have the assistance all around us. The bad guys are gone, and we will win. We have won. Always keep your faith in God. He knows the end from the beginning, and it's a constant prayer for our leaders and our military, for the rescue of all these children and adults, you know, that have been trafficked, and pray that the Satanists, pedophiles, rapists, and murderers will be brought to justice, all of them, and pray that they will come to realize their heinous crimes that they have committed, and repent and turn to God and our Savior. So when they leave this world, they will survive to continue their path to God. And if they don't repent, they'll have to stay and live in 3D until they're hung. And many of them are going to be caught and hung, just about all of them. One by one, they're being rounded up. So we're coming up close to our break. And I want to give you further update about the Space Command, the U.S. Space Force, the Galactic Federation of Worlds. And I want to talk more about the extraterrestrial fleet that's arrived to oversee a new era of human affairs. And I'm just telling you, folks, we are in one incredible time. And I want to bring you some special insights from Michael Silos' interview with James Gillihan, I have met James Gillihan early on in the 90s when I was in living in Gulf Breeze, and doing MUFON talks, you know, Mutual UFO Network. I met James Gillihan, and he's a good guy. And he's brought out a lot of history about what's going on with these extraterrestrials. And I'm going to bring you some more insight from him when we return to this show. And I'm just telling you that I can tell when I'm over the target. I get all these little I turned my phone off. And I don't want to get disturbed from the radio show. Whenever I'm over the target, I get all these, you hear all this stuff coming up. So maybe I'm talking the truth, folks. I am talking the truth. If I can verify it with enough sources, I just bring it on the show. Because this show is all about helping my students and helping my patients to become master survivors. To survive any peril. And you can read up all about becoming a master survivor if you go to themastersurvivor.com. And you can also see any of the back shows. They're right there at the archives on The Master Survivor. and, you know, hear up on my show. And if you decide to have an exciting new career, you can also choose the Masters Survivor University. Because for many, many years, and starting in the 80s, I trained medical doctors to learn about hair tissue mineral analysis and learn how to heal with food. And I just got so tired of the seminars and traveling around the country. I got tired of the hotels and planes. After a while, that's just no fun anymore, folks. Let me just tell you. It's just no fun. So I started the university. So now the doctors can be trained in the university, and they can get a degree as a Master Survivor Doctor if they choose to. And somebody else that wants to be at the pinnacle of natural health and have a health practice that is absolutely the very best in natural health, you too can join. As long as you have a high school degree, you are accepted into the Master Survivor University. Okay? So you start out as an apprentice, and I'll talk more about that as we get later into the show. I got a couple of more minutes. It's hard to hear some of the signals from the network, so I'm kind of playing it by ear here. And so in a couple of minutes, I'll have to leave, but I'll know one way or another, and I'll leave at that time. But I'm just letting you know that there's all kinds of great things happening for Johnny's patients and Johnny's students. Let me just tell you. If you're one of my students and one of my patients, buddy, I've got some good news for you. You keep listening to my show. I'm not going to give away. It's kind of like telling people about a movie or a book. I'm not going to give away, you know, the secrets, but let me tell you, it'll blow your mind. Because I'm working with people right now that are going to make a huge difference worldwide, okay? I'm helping set up multiple clinics, not just one or two or three, but in different countries and two or three here in the United States. And yes, we will have the med beds. We'll have several types of med beds. I already have the Tesla med beds right now. But those clinics that I'll be helping with, they want my Master Survivor therapy and my Master Survivor laboratory reports. They said, Johnny, you're the future. We want your science. We want your therapy. We love the university. You know, we want that for our clinics. They sought.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
That's the way I get my patients, is my referral. And I'll be right back after these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there. God damn. When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, I think we're back on the air. I'm running radio silence here, so I think I'm back on the air. This is Dr. Johnny, and you're listening to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I'm here every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time on Studio B on freedomslips.com. That's Revolution Radio. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, Studio B, freedomslips.com, Revolution Radio. So hopefully you'll be able to hear me, and I want to tell you more insights about Dr. Sahl's interview with James Gilliland and the large fleet of spacecraft belonging to a more highly evolved group of extraterrestrials recently entered our solar system. This is all according to James Gilliland, who has over 35 years of contact experience. He claims these positive extraterrestrials, along with the higher dimensional beings, are here to oversee a fundamental change in how our solar system, our planet, and our whole way of life here are run. Believe me, folks, this is a good sign. James, in his lecture, discloses the collapse of the deep state and regressive ETs, and how the dark ETs have left our planet, thanks to the extraterrestrials that are on our side, the Ashtar Command and the Palladians and the Galactic Federation of Worlds. They've gotten rid of all the evil ETs from our Earth, so thank God the evil ones are gone. But you will not hear this from any mainstream media. They're busy trying to spin this out of control into a fear-mongering alien invasion to take over our planet, but they aren't really getting away with it. But the past 8 months have been significant. Ancient space arcs are activated with the arrival of the Intergalactic Confederation fleet. I took notes from Dr. Solon's videos, who begins and brings us some important updates from January 4th. And he said that he received important updates from ancient space arcs being discovered in the Moon, Mars, Antarctica, and other locations in our solar system. These space arcs are activated. In other words, they're putting out a beacon signal and in communication with each other. According to Thorhan Aradion, a Galactic Federation pilot whose messages are relayed through a former professional French archaeologist, Elaine Denon, these huge space arcs are activating due to a recent arrival of a large fleet of spacecraft belonging to the Intergalactic Confederation parked in the vicinity of Jupiter and its moon Ganymede. Thorhan's update is startling collaboration for information received by the U.S. Army Insider JP and three other sources. They've all saying the same thing, who visited one of these activated space arcs on the moon in joint secret missions being conducted by the U.S., China, and other members of the Earth Alliance led by the United States Space Command. Elaine Delon passed on the further messages she received from Thorhan early Tuesday morning, January 4th, about the activation of these space arcs. She says, "I'm contacted by Thorhan telepathically via my implant, and Thorhan says that I have clearance to answer your questions about the ancient vessels, and they have been activated. Those studied by, you know, the Terran scientists," he calls Earth scientists Terran scientists, "it is exciting to watch them and guide them as they uncover the past for its hidden long millenniums of history. The Terran culture," he said, "have been ready for a long time, but now the threatening shadows are leaving your world and truth can be unveiled finally out in the open." The Earth Alliance unfolds a plan elaborated together with the Intergalactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation of Worlds, the Naturu, that's the Milky Way galaxy, exposing what has been hidden until this day. A long time ago, Intergalactic Federation had several colonies in this star system. On Nara, which is Venus, Terra, which is Earth, and its moon, Tara, and Tara, Mars, and the fifth planet. Of course, the fifth planet got destroyed, and that's our present asteroid belt. That's what's left of that fifth planet. But the Great Wars occurred when the Anunnaki and the colonies left. But before leaving, they gathered the essentials of their knowledge in arcs, and they buried them deep in the planets I mentioned, as well as Antarctica and the moon and so forth. These arcs preserve the essential information necessary to rebuild the glory of these colonies. I'm talking about Lemuria. I'm talking about Atlantis. I'm talking about all these previous colonies that are just as great or greater than those in our Earth past. And one day would soon be reborn and open, and now that day has come. Thorhan's information collaborates with what JP was told in a classified briefing he attended before departing for a moon mission December 23rd, 2021, which Dr. Sala discussed in an article 1 week later, and JP entered the giant spherical spacecraft estimated to be over two aircraft carriers in size. He said it went on for miles. Accompanied by archaeologists studying its hieroglyphics style of writing, not only American archaeologists, but Chinese archaeologists as well, because they're the only ones that can read some of these hieroglyphic writings. Both of them were well versed in reading ancient Sumerian and Egyptian hieroglyphics, as well as Mayan texts. So JP was one of the military escorts accompanying these scientists and archaeologists from the U.S. and China, sent to investigate the spacecraft that had activated this ark. There have been several people wondering about rather mundane roles JP had played on covert missions in Ganymede and the Moon, given his low military rank and rather dreary armed escort duties for scientists. One of the things JP shared in his communication since 2008 is that he is often taken to by human-looking extraterrestrials into large hemispheric structures, which he described as arcs. Now, folks, these are all human. These are our human ancestors. The Palladians are human. Okay, the Astar, they're human. We can interbreed with them. They've got genes just like you and me, two arms, two legs, five fingers, the whole bit. They're human, just like us. They are our ancestors, and they put this in the days past, these arcs, to preserve this wonderful knowledge that they had in these ancient. So he witnessed, JP witnessed inside the ark on the moon. There's also one in Antarctica. There's others on the planet, on Earth. But he witnessed ancient plants and animals and technologies that have been preserved for future time. He also said that he met several individuals being taken to these arcs, and one of them was a Chinese national who was also an archaeologist and a scientist. Now, I'm telling you, folks, one of the things I'm going to do with the Master Survivor Program when they talk about these new plants, I'm going to bring out these plants, because there's lots of healing properties of these plants that have been hidden from us for centuries. Dr. Johnny's going to bring those plants out, those new fruits, those new herbs, those new vegetables that we've never seen in our history, our modern history before. But they will bring good health, and that's what Dr. Johnny's all about, being a master survivor and helping you be a master survivor yourself. So that's one of them. I've just let one little cat out of the bag, those new plants. I'm working with the people to do that. So I'm going to further tell you more about these arcs. So JP, he was taking these large arcs for a time when they would become important for humanity in dealing with the planetary-wide contingencies. JP began sharing this information with Dr. Sala around 2014-2015. This is nothing new. He kept his information to himself since no one else was talking about it. But I knew about it. I've known about this for a long time, since my abduction in 1989. And I'm just telling you that this U.S. covert operatives, are monitoring the JP extraterrestrial contacts and our communications and far more, simply than just escorting scientists. There's much more to this, these ancient arcs, than just performing mundane escort duties. And due to his earlier access, he carries some energetic frequencies that's helpful, and vibration or cold of the frequencies to help in the safety and success of these missions in these ancient arcs. So there's something about JP and his vibration that help them with their success in fulfilling all the investigative operations that are going on in these arcs. So Thorhan's reference to the arcs belonging to ancient intergalactic confederation colonies that were once forced to leave millennia ago, literally thousands of years, millions of years ago, due to great wars on our solar system, was also very revealing, just as Egypt's Sphinx has long been rumored to be a repository of ancient Atlantean technology, so too there are technological repositories of ancient cultures hidden throughout our solar system in these arcs. It's helpful to keep in mind that the Atlantean civilization was said to be an offshoot of one of the 24 extraterrestrial civilizations making up the Intergalactic Confederation. According to the Council of Nine information channeled through Phyllis Schemer in her book, The Only Planet of Choice, 1993, Altea established the Atlantis colony on Earth. Thorhan's information is telling us that Altea and other extraterrestrial cedar races have similar colonies scattered and hidden throughout our solar system. Torhan continued his message as follows. He said, the past 6 months, when the fleet from the Intergalactic Federation approached this star system, the arcs activated. It was time, he said. The return of the Cedars marks the beginning of a new era when Terrans are ready to receive the long-hidden knowledge. No rules are broken when the Terrans make their own research and discover the keys for themselves and by themselves. You understand this knowledge and technology couldn't fall into the wrong hands. So the arrival of the Cedars occurs when the enemy has lost all power and possessions in this star system. The time is right now. Also, I was authorized, said Thorhan, to tell you that two archaeological discoveries are imminent on Terra, on Earth this year. It will change the world the way the Terrans look at chronological history. It'll be undeniable when these discoveries are made, you know, of ancient archaeology. What they believe was true, carved in stone, you know, and flowed like water, and they're going to see it with their own eyes. So Thorhan's message reveals that these ancient arcs are well hidden and kept away from the Dark Fleet and its extraterrestrial allies that until recently dominated our planet. Most importantly, the Cabal, the deep state that control powerful secret space programs, looked for these arcs but were unable to find these ancient vessels. They found one in Antarctica, but they were not able to activate it. Now that the Dark Fleet has been forced to leave our solar system, the hidden ancient technologies are being activated so they can be found and explored by the Earth Alliance that was created in July of 2021 as a result of the Jupiter agreements. Now the time has arrived for these technologies to be openly shared so humanity can learn about long forgotten extraterrestrial colonies, their advanced cultures, and technologies before devastating wars led to their demise. Elaine Delon further did some question and answers with Thorhan. You know, he answered, and Elaine asked, would you just say this in this last sentence, it's a metaphor that foretells a story. You know, I know you what they believe was truth carved out of stone will flow like water, and Thorhan laughs. Can you talk about what is in these arcs? And Thorhan says, great technology that will change everything. What do these arcs look like? Thorhan said, they're elongated. Some are miles long. They're crystal technology. And Elaine said, what do you mean? The Intergalactic Federation largely uses crystalline materials to transcend densities that build a structure that can simultaneously exist in several densities, such as the crystalline architecture I saw on the inside of motherships in the Intergalactic Federation, Elaine asked. Does that mean that these ships are solid in different densities at the same time? Thorhan answered, correct. Terrans haven't had yet discovered all the capacities of crystals. Core energies are powered by crystals. Portals are made of fluid crystals, time devices, pyramidal energy generators, and more. These density belts that we wear are made with nanocrystals, he said. The fabric of our suits, our weapons, our skin of our ships are all the same. You might have remembered, everybody, if you've ever watched Star Trek, how, you know, Captain, we need more dilithium crystals to run the ship. We're running low on fuel. We need more dilithium crystals. Well, Star Trek was a seed for awakening the population about this, you know, they talked about a federation. Well, the federation is real. This intergalactic federation is actually real. What's crucial here is what JP said when he entered these arcs, what he found on the moon by, you know, with China's U2, you know, the crystal inside, they described as moldavite. Moldavite is the crystal they described. He said it created a pleasant vibration that helped elevate consciousness. It's very possible, given JP's early exposure to the arcs, that he carried the right frequency that would be recognized by the arc's consciousness, because he was exposed to this Maldivite early on for many, many years. So then Elaine Dion asked again, so these buried ships have activated at the arrival of the Intergalactic Confederation? Thorhan said, they received the signal and responded by resonance due to the simple proximity of the mothership fleet. Remember what I showed you, certain ships are living entities. They woke up, he said. Although your people knew already of some of these locations, we left some clues for them to find the others. The Dark Fleet found one of these arcs under the ice of Antarctica, but they can never activate that power and uses potential. One of the reasons why the Intergalactic Federation was waiting, you know, for them, for their exit, was so they can activate these arcs. It's very meaningful, given that JP received coordinates from an unnamed lieutenant colonel that pointed to a structure in Antarctica that was in an area used by the Dark Fleet until recently. Could the apparent structure shown in the coordinates be linked to one of those arcs hidden underneath or nearby? Another possible location emerges from the testimony of two special operators, who one was referred to himself as Spartan One, and this is from veteran UFO researcher Linda Moten Howell, an award-winning journalist whose testimonies were released in January 2019, and they revealed their participation in missions to a massive octagon-shaped structure found near the Beardmore Glacier in Antarctica in 2003. This is how Howell initially reported the discovery. In 2003, U.S. Navy SEAL Special Operation Team traveled to Antarctica to investigate a perfectly geometric eight-sided octagon structure discovered by ground-penetrating radar near the Beardmore Glacier, about 93 miles from the American McMurdo Station. Another previous team of engineers and scientists had dug out the top layer of the one octagon made of pure black substance that was built on top of two more black octagon structures that went down deep into the 2 mile thick ice. Only part of the octagon shaped structure, the Navy SEAL stated, had been uncovered. And so the archaeological teams were there, and they described the hieroglyphics to be there. He said one Maya and one Egyptian, but it's kind of like that. The rest were buried under the ice and extended far below. Now, you have to remember that Antarctica was covered in ice. It was millions of years ago. So when these were built there, there wasn't any ice. I mean, they couldn't have built them, and they were covered with ice later. So ground-penetrating radar shows the structure to be octagon in shape and covering an area of 62 acres. Octagon in shape and covering an area of 62 acres, about a half a square kilometer. That's huge. The Navy SEAL described the walls and doors are being covered by hieroglyphics, and light was everywhere. We couldn't find any source of light because light was everywhere. And they were about 8 inches high and about 2 inches deep. The hieroglyphics were neither Egyptian nor Mayan, but appeared similar to both in terms of depicting animals and other strange symbols. Similarly, JP said that the large spacecraft he witnessed on the moon was filled with hieroglyphics and were being recorded by the archaeologists he escorted. This makes it possible that the ancient octagon structure described by the Navy SEAL Spartan 1 was one of the arcs discovered by the Deep State and their Dark Fleet allies, but they weren't able to activate it. Well, now it's going, and it's activated. Elaine continued her questions with Thorhan, and she said, how many arcs are on Earth? And Thorhan says, I'm not allowed to tell you. But Don't try to read my mind. Elaine says, I won't. I respect the rules. But I know already there's one in Egypt somewhere. Thorhan says, South America, Central Europe, northwest of Russia. One is under the waters of the Atlantic Ocean. One is, that's one of the biggest, he said. And there are others as well, but I won't tell any precise coordinates. It's not my responsibility, but that of the Earth Alliance to find them. You won't be in trouble, right? Said Elaine. No. What I'm telling you, said Thorhan, is validated by my superiors. Since you were collaborated on military frequency, they're listening on all of our conversations passing through your device, Thorhan said. Elaine says, is there anything else that you can tell me that the world doesn't know yet? And Thorhan said, each revelation comes in time. There is a plan. Terran civilizations will come this year to a complete realization and acceptance of other positive galactic cultures. Politically, many changes are on the way in the weeks and days to come, but I must say no more for the safety of the plan. The Earth Alliance is in charge of pretty much everything, so be patient, he said. Elaine said, thank you. I will pass this information on to Dr. Michael Sallon. And Thorhan says, giving my warmest salutations, one day we will meet, but not yet. Thorhan's statement that the year 2022 will be when there will be complete realization and acceptance of other positive galactic cultures is very telling, given that the Galactic Federation has sophisticated time travel technologies and can utilize its future projections. His optimistic statement indicates that the deep state's hold on the political power around our planet is crumbling, and soon the walls of secrecy will collapse. Consequently, the Intergalactic Confederation and other extraterrestrial races will be revealed to the public in joint disclosures coordinated with the Earth Alliance and the U.S. Space Command and the U.S. Space Force. Critically, some of these disclosures will involve announcements about the discovery of advanced technologies found in the ancient arcs and were built by humanity's ancestors many, many millennia ago. Dr. Johnny wants to thank Michael Sallon and Elaine Delon for publicly releasing Thorhan's message. As I told them, I will always pass it on to my master survivors and the master survivor students in the university. So I encourage everyone to become a Master Survivor. The Master Survivor program, folks, is less than $500. That is for a total wellness roadmap that is cheaper than any other practitioner. If you do the full Master Survivor program, you will never get sick again. Why? Because doing the Master Survivor program, all 70 trillion of your cells in your body will have a higher electrical output. This higher electrical output of each cell is what keeps us strong and healthy and maintains our robust immunity response so we never get sick again. For example, you know, cancer cells have a very low electrical frequency. Cells are like batteries, you know. But when we get sick and run down and get cancer, you know, those cells only put out 15 to 20 millivolts. When healthy cells are there of a healthy person, they put out 70 to 90 millivolts. This is measured, folks. You can measure cells output today. When my patients are following the Master Survivor program, all of their cells in their body starts putting out higher voltage. We accomplish this with the right food for your body based on your unique chemistry that is found and validated with the main part of the Master Survivor program, which is the laboratory hair tissue mineral analysis. This report provides the best dietary roadmap to follow in order to maintain a mineral balance to the maximum wellness. For this reason, the Master Survivor program is the most unique and effective natural health regime found anywhere on the planet. once you get your cell voltage higher by getting your minerals balanced in all your cells, then you can get that cellular voltage even higher if you adapt and get the Tesla med beds and the Tesla biohealing generators and the Tesla med bed generators from the Tesla biohealing laboratories. The med beds are here from Tesla biohealing laboratories. And it's what Nikola Tesla brought to the world, but was hidden for over 60 or 70 years. And I'm working with the people at the Tesla biohealing laboratories when Donald Trump declassified all the UFO documents and all 14 intelligence agencies, where they had to release, according to executive order, all the files on UFOs related to technology, including all the Tesla documents and that would be unredacted by July of 2021, when your uncle John Trump knew Nikola Tesla as a personal friend, great things happen when the Donald's in control. So he had all Tesla technology released. The healing secrets are not hidden anymore. This is why Dr. Johnny is working with the Tesla Biohealing Laboratories. With all my patients, I want to help them get their mind and their body under their control. Over a period of time, they will learn what to do and what works. This self-reliance develops, and you will maintain a sound mind and a healthy body. This is the most important goal of the Master Survivor Program. The result is the patient will always excel in their healing efforts. However, the deeper secrets of natural health, like keeping your cellular voltage high, improving the RNA messenger, replenishing the mesenchymal stem cells in your body to reverse the aging process, getting the Nikola Tesla healing therapies, the MedBed technologies, enhancing your genetic expression, and learn how this all can work harmoniously together in your body to achieve robust health and vigor. All of that is not taught anywhere else in the world. This total comprehensive program can only be found in the Master Survivor University, or when you're a patient, you know, and you pursue the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. That's when Dr. Johnny works with you for 2 years. You will get the best of the best of the best. If you want to be a practitioner and learn these the most advanced health and natural healing modality found on the planet, to provide for your patients in your practice, and look no further than the Master Survivor University, just go to themastersurvivor.com and you can click on the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University and read up on that. If you have questions, just click on the blue consultation tab on the top right-hand corner and send me a note. And to learn these greater secrets that are so important, because that's what's different today as compared to just 30 years ago, you know, all this toxic exposure to chemicals in our air, food, and water, as well as electronic pollution that nearly all people experience today on a daily basis. That's what's different today because of all this attack on our body, on our spirit, on our mind, on our health. Because of this, many of us are always living in a severe state of stress. Our modern age promotes stress as the norm. However, in reality, it's the root cause of all disease. It does not have to be this way. If you can cut back on your electrical magnetic exposure, then we can cut back on the stress and eliminate long-range effects. Many people do not make the connection between electromagnetic waves from their modern devices that are actually bringing on more stress. The stress is making them age faster and develop many forms of dementia. For example, if you're using a microwave oven, get it out of your house. Quit using a microwave oven. That is destruction of your body and your health and your mind. Those microwaves are absolutely harmful to your body and your mind and your health. I'm just trying to educate people because, you know, when they use the microwave oven and they're around all these electromagnetic things, they age faster and develop many forms of dementia. It starts increasing year by year and it is accelerating. Because of this, I'm trying to get some of my patients and family members to quit using the microwave oven. And some of them actually know that microwaves are dangerous, but they keep heating the food and drinking, you know, and food and drink from the microwaves. Many of them say, well, I'll just nuke it and get it warm. I'm going, oh my God, don't do that. Yes, on top of that, they keep having health problems. How does anyone learn? Please ask you. Maybe it's just willful ignorance. But just know that microwave ovens will be their doom, and they will never have their mind under their control. Sadly, I see microwave ovens used in the mainstream medicine. I will wager that every hospital has a microwave oven in its kitchens. Most of them do. Folks, if you want a choice in healthcare, it's not the conventional drug and surgery, the cut and burn treatments. Look no further than the Master Survivor Program. We use food as our medicine, and our medicine is our food. I'm a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years, and my goal is to be helping my patients accelerate their healing progress faster than their illness is progressing. I'm also doing this to protect your mental health, because suicides are outnumbering COVID deaths, and it's important to embrace the sense of peace and tranquility that you get from doing the Master Survivor Program. That's one of the things that people tell me. They say, but Johnny, I'm feeling better, but you know one thing? I'm just so calm. I'm just so calm. You know, I say, well, it's a good thing, you know? It's a good thing to be calm. Don't get stressed. I told you to get rid of all those fluorescent bulbs, and that really helped. And you changed your smart meter and got an analog meter. Smart move. Good for you. That's one reason why. And you're following the HTMA and doing the total gut restoration and staying on the Master Survivor Program. And that's why you're at peace and tranquility. And they don't get sick again. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years as a professional in the health field, I want you to have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and be healthy. I work with 5 world-class analysis laboratories, and right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. So remember, there are only 2 parts of the Master Survivor Program. It's so simple, folks, less than $500. The first part of the Master Survivor Program is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, from Trace Elements Laboratories in Addison, Texas, to find the right food to get the minerals in the right ratio in the body and your cells. This is the preferred test used by the EPA to check for heavy metal content of the body in case you're exposed to heavy metals. This is what the EPA uses, the hair tissue mineral analysis. There's nothing more accurate. This is also the most accurate toxic screening tool. This valuable diagnostic also shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on. Then your body will start dumping and eliminating any of those toxins and heavy metals. Your immunity strength goes way up. You never get sick when you get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. They've told me that. No, Johnny, I dropped the HTMA. Why? Your patients are doing well. He said, that's the problem. They're doing too good. They don't come back when they get well. I got to keep the lights on. I got to make money. And, you know, when people are getting well, I don't make money. So they dropped the HTMA. Can you believe that? But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to stay free of disease. That's the difference between me and most of the other doctors. I don't want repeat business. I want people to get well. And if they don't bother me again, they just keep doing their hair tissue mineral analysis, stay in balance. Hey, you know, then they never bug me again. It's a wonderful thing. Some of my patients have been with me for 35 years. They're in their 90s now because they never get sick. They've stayed on the Master Survivor Program, and that's my patients. That's all they do. That's all they do. I think one or two of them go to their medical doctor just for a checkup, but then the checkup reveals nothing. Their blood chemistry is normal, so then they go home. They do it once a year. That's it. Otherwise, they just follow the Master Survivor Program. The second part of this health rejuvenation program is the 3 R's total gut restoration. There are only two. First is the HCMA, and then we have the second part, which is the total gut restoration kit. It comes from the Microbiome Laboratories in St. Augustine, Florida. And this is balancing the microbiome. That's the key to good health because it raises your immunity and genetic response. We have the human studies, double blind, showing the 3 R's balance the microbiome and get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 4 months. More than half of our immunity response is in the gut, and by doing the 3 R's total gut restoration program, you will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. So getting the body and your mind under your control is the most important way to avoid medical tyranny. The Master Survivor Program uses food as your medicine and medicine as your food. If that's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program and scroll down. The first thing you see in the Master Survivor Program is a mountain. That's Mount Olympus. Just scroll down and you'll see information under number 1, which is the HCMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and scroll down to number 2, you'll see the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. You can order all those with your credit card on the website. And you can also choose, if you keep scrolling, you can do the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. If you have, you know, a number of issues, those comorbidities, you know, if you have a number of issues, then I'll work with you for 2 years and anything you want. If you become a Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation, you pay more for it. But, hey, I'll work with you with whatever you need. So just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor Program. So I'm telling you, folks, more exciting things are coming for my students and my patients. Not only the med beds. I've got the Tesla med beds right now. But, you know, I'm going to tell you more about the med beds that are coming. The old ways of control and slavery and domination are soon over, and they are being recognized as the obsession for tyranny that they really, really were. That's all going to be behind us very soon, as you heard earlier in the show. The Khazarian Mafia is losing all the way around. Whether it's the taxes for everything we do or falsely provide healing in the hospitals where they always use destructive forces of chemical drugs, surgery, or radiation. This industry either cuts the body with surgery, and organ removal, or poisons the body with drugs and vaccines, or burns it with this radiation. Or worse yet, you know, they use radiation as a therapy. Can you believe that? In short, their methods are directly opposed to life. The mainstream procedure creates death. Many people are finally realizing that vaccines and pharmaceuticals in general are not designed to get you well, but they are designed to make a profit and reduce the population. Just look at what the mainstream pushes as such wonders to improve life. Look at the nuclear, energy industry. Look at the fossil fuel industry. Look at the chemotherapy. Look at all the irradiation of our foods. Look at all the vaccines. You don't have to look far, folks. When you really look at all these industries with a critical eye, you are overwhelmed by the fact that all these technological developments are not there to improve your health or our lives. They are there to make a profit. And they're there to depopulate the planet. From cradle to grave, they got their little grimy fingers on your wallet all the way through while they're poisoning you all the way to have a sooner death. The days of sickness and suffering will soon be over because the med beds are here and will effectively destroy Big Pharma depopulation agenda. Yes, I've got med beds. I'm getting training. There are several types coming out, and a few are available now. Dr. Johnny has the Tesla med beds and is in touch with his lab network of contacts, working with the people who are going to bring out the multi-million dollar holographic med beds, right now they're in other countries being used to rescue those children and to help them heal. And soon they'll be for public use. And, you know, the clinics I'm going to be opening, I'm working with a few doctors on these clinics. We'll be having those. But the Tesla med beds are available now. And if you want to know more about the Tesla med beds, then contact Dr. Johnny at themastersurvivor.com and click the consultation tab. It's the blue consultation tab in the top right-hand corner of my website, themastersurvivor.com, and send me a note wanting more information about the Tesla med beds, and I'll send you information about the Tesla technology. I already know about the different ones coming out, and this is not science fiction, it is reality. On the initial opening phase, the med beds are not, there several big companies that are bringing them out, like Medtronic and Foxconn, and, you know, they're in their joint ventures, and, you know, they're going to be bringing all these. They're helping with the rollout. They're helping, and if you haven't seen my YouTube video, MedBed Rollout, I'll tell you all about it on that video. You can go to my website and find that. If you want to see that video, just go to themastersurvivor.com and ask me. I want to see the MedBed Rollout. It's a whole research and all the different med beds, we show pictures and circles and arrows and everything about what's going on with this technology. But soon, not only will they be in every state in the USA, but they'll be in 209 countries around the world. And right now, the U.S. military, specifically the U.S. Navy, has been shipping them throughout the Caribbean and South America. The first phase is to help those children and soldiers who have suffered from abuse in these underground tunnels. Those children, women, and soldiers have injuries from attack or abuse, and they're being helped first and right away. The technician and med beds have already been shipped to Haiti, Puerto Rico, Peru, Uruguay, Argentina, San Salvador, and there are three specific types of med beds that will be offered. They'll all be able to do nearly the same thing, but then some of them are more specialized. And I'm already in collaboration with the Tesla Laboratories right now, and I offer their Tesla med beds as part of the Master Survivor Program. So these technologies from the Secret Space Program are coming out as well as the free energy devices, the tachyon energy, the Tesla coil, the Gravity Plus, and the holographic med beds. This is what, when these arcs are being activated, this is one of the things that they're going to be bringing out, is all these new healing technologies. But Dr. Johnny is really interested in the plants, because these plants, the new fruits and vegetables, new herbs, that's going to be phenomenal for our healing, you know, because if you eat the right food, I know from the hair tissue mineral analysis, you'll never get sick again. Your body will excel and heal itself. I know that. And if I can provide better food than what we're already having, that is my goal with the Master Survivor Program, because the core of the Master Survivor Program is the ancient Greek way of healing that's validated by modern laboratory science. And the ancient Greeks used food as their medicine and medicine as their food, and sometimes no food, like fasting for a day or so. You know, sometimes it was no food. Like Hippocrates said, well, right now you should just drink water for at least, you know, till you see the next moon, you know, and maybe that's 2 or 3 days, you know. So maybe that was the right thing for them to do. Or maybe it's increase these foods or that food. But with the laboratory reports of the hair tissue mineral analysis, we can see the exact foods you need to heal, and we can see the foods that you should be avoiding. Okay? It's all about the chemistry, because the Greeks were phenomenal and profound with all their discoveries through trial and error, but they did not have the chemistry. They did not have the laboratory. Today, we've got both. That's what the Master Survivor Program is all about. Ancient Greek wisdom validated by modern laboratory science. So you can't beat that. And when I get some of these new foods, I'm in touch with people talking, you know, that are, you know, going to the ARCs and things. And I'm just telling them that, you know, food is my program. That's why they want me to be part of their clinics and these clinics and everything. It's because my program is based on food. They said, well, Johnny, you know, we can get them in the med beds, but the problem is they're going to go out and start drinking again and partying. And what good is it going to do when they get sick all over again? We need a program to go on after they get the healing and after they get their limbs back or, you know, if they lost an arm or something. And your program is the follow-up. That's why we want your program. And I got some big doctors talking to me about it. So the future is bright. You stay in touch with Dr. Johnny, and you'll be at the very cutting edge, the bleeding edge of this new natural technology. So I'm hoping that, you know, these med beds, until the Biden administration is you know, gone kaput officially, until the mainstream media drops, until we have a few other things happen, the med beds can't come out. You know, they just can't come out until everything's just right. So we're waiting on those new, you know, it's like the other shoe's got to fall. And everything's in place to do that. And, you know, as part of the National Quantum team, Quantum Coordination Office that's setting up, is, you know, you can look on quantum.gov and look into that. And there's a division handling the MedBeds. It's called the MedBed Quantum Healing Technologies. They're the ones bringing it out, working with Foxconn and those corporations to bring it out. But all three med beds use quantum level of vibrations and frequency and use a holographic system to scan the body and the DNA. And this is multidimensional too. So these 3D scanners and refracting lenses and laser precise surgery for opening and closing wounds, you know, they're all a multitude of diagnostic and monitoring techniques that keep, you know, that have AI to go, but there's a practitioner present at all times to make sure nothing goes wrong. So, but, you know, I'm just telling you, the first one is a holographic medbed, which is a diagnostic treatment medbed. Instead of using magnetics and radiation, this medbed uses plasmatics to work with you on a subatomic level, on your vibration levels. And this is a vibrational universe. So, you know, it gets our frequencies lined back up so our DNA will perform. And this is using tachyon and plasma energy with minimal invasion. Live scan of the body for diagnostics as well as treatment for any illness can be accomplished with greater accuracy in far less time, and they will scan every part of your body for diagnosis and interpretation, including skin, muscle, bones, organs, neurological and hormonal deficiencies, and it also can perform blood analysis and DNA analysis and so forth. And so this ensures, you know, that there will be, you know, a safe delivery of any healing done. So the second med bed is for regeneration, and it's for people who have lost a limb or, you know, and so this is like, you know, for organ transplants or replacements or growing, you know, this is great for burn victims. Somebody has a third degree burn, they have to be a Phantom of the Opera, wear a mask, you know, because they're so ugly. Well, no more. They can get all that replaced and have their appearance completely restored. And this is also similar technology to bed number one because it focuses on working directly with your DNA templates to make sure those harmonic resonant levels are all back into their normal cellular memory as evidenced by, you know, because, you know, even somebody's lost an arm, they have that phantom limb syndrome where, you know, they've lost the arm, but their hand hurts. They say, my hand hurts, but I've lost my arm, you know, four years ago. But they feel that pain in their hand. I've had patients like that have had phantom limb syndrome where they have pains from a limb, a foot or an arm that isn't there anymore. But that all can be restored And so, you know, that can be accomplished. So you can replace, you know, all the teeth are replaced. So, you know, so all the dental work is back to where it should be. And the third type of med bed will work with age and memory regression and help people who suffer from traumatic memories. And this is the one I'm interested in because the PTSD is something I've had a problem with. That's why I'm so effective in helping my super soldier friends and special forces patients. And, you know, because this third med bed will help release the mind from these horrific montage of memories. The memories won't be erased, but the trauma of the memories will be gone. So these med beds will help return you to a more youthful appearance because, you know, they will age regress, you know, 20 or 30 years. And that's a good thing for many people. So for sort of the women out there, if you haven't had any kids before, then you know, now may be a time you might want to decide to have a family because already you're younger and you can have kids again. So this is, you know, our world's going to change in just enormous, enormous ways that people can't even understand. But I'm just telling you that, you know, Big Pharma's coming down, like I told you early in the report. And soon this year, Big Pharma will be gone. Okay, Big Pharma will be gone this year because when they're gone, the med beds will be out. The Master Survivor Program will be robust and help people do any healing they need. So, you know, in this last med bed, you know, whether it's autism or dementia or anything, this will restore your cognitive ability and upgrade your DNA and intellect and capacity for learning a new trade or language or profession. I personally want to learn several other languages, you know, and get that done a little quicker. That's why I'm interested in this third med bed, not only to get rid of the trauma of those bad memories that I had losing my son, but also getting rid of, you know, getting those new languages. I want to speak, you know, I want to get my Spanish back fluent again. I would like to, you know, get Portuguese and French. I spoke French for a number of years, but not fluently like I did Spanish because I went to the university in Mexico. And so I knew Spanish fluently, but that was like, you know, 30, 40 years ago. I mean, that was a long time ago. I was back in the 70s. So I've forgotten a lot of it, but I'd like to get those back. So the third med bed, I'm particularly interested. Yeah, okay, to reverse my aging. But I'll let you guys go because I've been told the break is here, and I want you everybody to have a good week. I'll report more updates very soon. Stay tuned to my show every week here on Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, Studio B, freedomslips.com. Have a good week, everybody.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes, and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically atomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday, 1700 hours Pacific Time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Most guys freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows what's new.